What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio. I love this place, I really do. That was one of the great salesperson entrances of my entire career here at WFAN, when Danny C. just came in with a hand truck and delivered the Chef IQ Sense mini oven to us. I mean, he busted in here with a hand truck. I knew he was so fired up. And I thought, listen, I'm smiling because I've been waiting for this thing. I've been hearing about this thing.
How the hell are we going to carry this thing out of here?
I brought it with the hand truck. I mean, that's how, like he did. I mean, Danny's not a big guy, you know, short of stature. And he got the hand truck. He busted into that door. He goes, yeah, baby, it's here. I said, oh, finally. I've been waiting for this. So that's pretty cool. That made me... That made me laugh. The door, boom, opens up, and here comes Danny with his red hand truck and his Chef IQ Sense mini oven. He goes, can I put it up on the desk? I was like, you need a hand? He's like, no,
oh, so that's like an air fryer.
Yes. It's part of one of the things that it can do. It's the future of cooking.
Bake, broil, roast, air fry.
Yeah, air broil, toast.
Dehydrate, slow cook.
I'm good at dehydrating. Slow cook, proof, keep warm, reheat, and more.
Yeah, I was getting good at that yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Look at that thing. Oh man, you know, it's like getting a Lamborghini, kind of. Yeah. It's like almost like getting a Lamborghini delivered to. Anyway, want to bring this up. We have spoken about the Yankees a little bit today. Some of their issues. I heard two people though driving in, not one but two. Where I'm thinking, are these guys losing their minds? So both C-Mac and Jerry said it was a possibility, still, as we sit here this morning, that the Yankees could sell at the deadline. They're not selling at the deadline.
No way.
I don't care how badly the next couple of games go. You're telling me that a general manager, who, of course, with the fans, is certainly on the hot seat, and a manager who has been on the hot seat seemingly since the day he's come here with the fan base, are going to sell at the deadline? They're still... You know, they still have the first wild card. This American League, albeit better than last year, if Aaron Judge is coming back and he is healthy after this stint on the IL, you can't tell me that this team is going to punt the rest of the year and start selling pieces off. That's insane.
Well, you know, through this baseball season, everybody on this station, including us, all goes through these ups and downs. And what I was thinking about was when the Mets got swept in Pittsburgh. We came in here on Monday morning, and I was livid.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I got so worked up over that. And I'm like, what am I doing? I couldn't believe that I was getting all crazed about that. And then the last couple of weeks, I was saying what the Mets need is they need a long winning streak. And, you know, they swept the Angels. They swept the Giants. And they lose a bad game last night. But the point being is that this is what happens. If you can go, like, and get 7 to 10 wins, now all of a sudden you're back in first place. You feel like your team is settling down. You're getting healthy. They're making trades. And look, if you're the Yankees and you're trading for Ryan McMahon as a third baseman, And by the way, his first two games, I think he won the games for the Yankees. Yeah,
defensively stellar, yes.
And offensively.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he was already a plus the moment that he stepped on the field and put on the uniform. And then, of course, the news comes that Aaron Judge is going to be on the IL. And that is going to be a, you know, it's going to be a 10-day deal. Maybe he come. I don't think he'll come off earlier than that. But, you know, they're just going to have to tread water until he gets back. And in the meantime, Brian Cashman has got to fortify the bullpen. I don't know necessarily that they're going to be able to add another offensive player. I think the fact that they added a legitimate Gold Glove third baseman, I would have loved to have seen Suarez here, but I know his defensive metrics aren't what this kid's metrics are. And this kid already had won a game defensively for the Yankees.
Yeah.
As soon as they put him out there. So it seems like it's a great add, but you don't add a guy like this and Rosario thinking that, you know, we're gonna start selling.
Yeah, so C-Mac, who's listening right now, says that he wanted to clarify, and maybe this is something that I had missed, where he said if Judge was hurt bad, he would sell. But I also heard him say that the fan base probably doesn't want to admit it, but thinks that it might be a better idea to sell. Which,
hey,
I,
guys, they're not selling anybody. I mean,
that to me is...
They're trying to win now. And, you know, that's the Yankee way. They may not go all the way. You know, they wanted a World Series last year. And, you know, what they were missing, they're missing Juan Soto from last year's team. And they tried to replace him with Goldschmidt and Bellinger and Fried. And now they added McMahon. I mean, so they're still in the midst of going for it.
I mean, especially in baseball where you grab a wild card, you get hot, the whole thing. We've gone over it a million times before. Now, I mean, I don't look at them right now as a group that's capable of winning a championship, but I also... You know, I didn't look at the, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks the year that they went on that run and went to the World Series as a team that was capable of winning the National League. I mean, there's so many different things that can happen through the end of the season.
We still have 2 months to go.
But I mean, they're going to go. They are going to try their best to win, to make the playoffs, and still try to win the division, even though they're 5.5 games back. There's no way that they're going to look around in this American League and go, you know what? Fine. We're going to focus on 2026. Absolutely not.
No way. I mean, and listen, I do believe that Brian Cashman has probably got a couple more trades up his sleeve before Friday. And yeah. I think that, you know, they...
Is it Thursday, right?
It's Thursday. Okay. Yeah. But think about, like, last night they had over about 38,000 fans. Prior to that, the Phillies was all sold out. I mean, they're in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And their fan base is a little... they have agita now. They're a little nervous because of Aaron Judge. But, you know, I just think that there's no way that the Yankees are selling. And I'm glad that C-Mac prefaced that by saying, if Aaron Judge were going to be out for the rest of the year, if Aaron Judge needed UCL surgery, if Aaron, you know, all that stuff that is, you know, we don't have answers to now. Then you could say, hey, maybe then we got to give it up. But, you know, right now, no way.
I did hear Jerry mention how, you know, maybe they could trade Bellinger and then get him back like they did with Aroldis Chapman, like stuff like that. I'm like, man, like I know they've been scuffling. And I know that the Judge injury and the way they've been playing, how sloppy it's been, you know, it does not inspire a lot of confidence.
No, but again,
however,
you don't add two infielders. And Rosario can be all over the place, by the way, as he got his first hit last night. But you don't add those types of players thinking that you're selling off and not trying to win a World Series.
Yeah, so C-Mac, 100%, because he sent me a...
Thought he'd be sleeping by now.
He should be sleeping.
Maybe he's eating.
See, that's just a mean thing. That's just a mean thing right there.
To him right now, it could be like dinner time.
So
maybe he's like, it's reversed with the way he has to live his life.
He said,
wouldn't it be like he's after work now and it's 3 hours or 4 hours since he went off the air. Goes off the air at 5.
Yes.
So it's been 4 hours.
You guys got to go home and go to sleep generally, you would think. That'd be the time to
do
it.
Well, maybe he eats now and he goes to sleep like at 11 o'clock or something. So he's probably eating.
So he sent
me. You know he's eating.
He sent me a X post that he put out there.
Yeah.
That said, the second we found out Judge would be back, selling was off the table. So that's what he was.
Well, there you go.
So, but
But Jerry still.
Jerry had him selling. He had him selling.
Jerry, I can't believe Jerry has him selling.
First I heard selling with C-Mac show, but I guess out of context selling. I'm like, selling?
When was Jerry talking about this?
A warm-up show this morning.
Fleegs, you were doing the warm-up show with Jerry?
I did the last segment after we were done.
Okay, but were you not in that segment where he was talking
he
about
was not.
Selling?
Was I was not.
Was Riscona here?
Riscona has to be listening.
I was there. Yeah,
were you listening?
I was here. Yes.
So am I mischaracterizing that? The whole Bellinger thing, trade him, get him back like Aroldis Chapman.
Right, but I think it was more of like a hypothetical. I don't know if he was really thinking that they were going to be selling.
He said if the next couple games go really bad, I could see how this team would sell.
Right. Yeah, but he's not saying in his opinion they should, is what I'm trying to say.
Same echoes. I'm not eating.
Okay.
I'm dropping my kids off at camp. No.
No.
I'm not eating. I'm dropping my kids off at camp.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Although.
Yes.
I am hungry. So there you go. That's the minute by minute, blow by blow of C-Mac. Now, Jerry's saying wrong. Now, I will talk to him in a second. I heard, now we could go back, and maybe I was completely lost this morning driving in. I heard driving in that he said if the next couple games go bad, you could actually see this team, because it's like a team that you don't really believe can win, selling. Riscona, is that somewhat paraphrasing what I heard?
Pretty sure, yes.
And I heard he made the comparison to Bellinger and Chapman.
Maybe he was just having a bad moment. You know, Jerry can have those.
Yeah.
God. So when I was on with him, he was talking more like if the Judge injury takes a turn and they find out that he's not going to come back as early as they're anticipating before, and they get that news before the deadline.
Well, I was hoping he'd come in. I can't get up and go out there. And sometimes you're like, I would come in if I wasn't chomping over the sound because they fired everybody around here.
I was the moment of the day, actually.
Oh, you see, that's what I mean. I don't want... Did I mishear that?
The Bellinger thing is wrong. What I said was be careful for those like Yankee fans that have called up that said, you know, maybe we trade Bellinger because of the option thing.
Oh, okay.
And you get him back in free agency like did Chapman. Okay. All I said was be careful. The guy loves it here. You might not want to send him somewhere else.
But you did say if they have a bad couple of days.
I think,
because
yeah.
You believe that they're a team that right now can't win a championship.
No. I'm not one that doesn't believe that. What I'm trying to figure out is what freaking team are they? Are they the team we saw in the beginning? Or because this has been brutal.
Yes. But I do think when you add Rosario and McMahon, it basically is going to
you're not in.
No, I know it's not.
And
Suarez.
McMahon's great defensively.
And all I hear is about Suarez.
No, I don't want him either. I would not have wanted him either.
Okay.
I think my point is if you get swept by Tampa this week, where are you? I don't know. And that's what they have to figure out.
Do you remember when the Mets got swept by the Pirates?
I do.
Yeah, where were they?
Yeah, but this has been going on for 8 weeks now.
It's a little bit later in the season now, too. Where, you know,
like you show me, aside from the comeback in Toronto, where have they played well?
They haven't, especially defensively.
So that's kind of the problem,
right? I know it, and hopefully McMahon will probably settle that side of the
infield
down a little bit. Maybe Rosario takes they give Volpe a couple days off, let him play shortstop a little bit, possibly.
What if Freed doesn't pitch well again tonight? That'd be like four or five starts in a row.
What if he throws a no-hitter?
I understand.
Yeah, but he has not pitched well.
The trend is going in the wrong direction. So you're just trying to figure out if you're Brian Cashman, are we really going to send out, I don't know what prospects it would be, but are you really going to give up on Ben Rice and Jason Dominguez for a team that's not very good right now?
They're not giving up. They're right in the mix. They have a wild card. Anything can happen. Guys can get hurt. You know, Suarez got hit on the hand with the baseball last night. You know, supposedly the x-rays were negative, so who knows where he's going to end up. I'm just telling you that they are not throwing in the towel.
And
that is not the Yankee way, for God's
and
sake.
It was what year was
once,
that?
Once when we were here.
2016.
Year,
right.
The so one it, year that I've been here, I'm working
well
here, that's the only year that they threw in the towel.
And a lot of what ifs. What if they find out Judge is going to be out longer than we think?
Man, you are so...
I'm not going
to come back earlier.
But these are real... But that's a real thing,
though.
And
how about this little 10-day rest? All of a sudden, he comes out and he starts smashing home runs again.
And that would be great. I'm going with what's actually happening right now. I'm not making stuff up.
Yeah, but you're leaning negative.
Well, I'm trying to get into the head of the GM.
Like, you're
that's the whole... Yeah, but part of the conversation.
The GM just made three trades if you count Carrasco. That's a minor trade.
I don't count that.
But that's a minor trade.
And Rosario.
Yeah.
Hey, Boomer, up your ass.
I'm not saying that. I was just theorizing how difficult this week has to be over there. That's all.
I just think about, like, the New York Rangers and New York Yankees are kind of like the same thing. They're always in. Except when they write a letter to you and they say, you're not in and we're not giving you any money back for your season tickets.
Exactly, which you dealt with once.
And by the way, Yankee fan season ticket holders don't want to hear they're not in. They want to be in, all in.
Agreed.
Jerry, have we given you a Chef IQ sense yet?
I got the thermometers, yeah.
Oh, you got them already.
Very good, yeah. Thank you.
Just want to make sure, because I got another one here that I could give away.
No, I'm good to go. Give it away.
All right. Riscone, you want a Chef IQ sense?
Sure.
I feel like you're grilling more meats than Fliegelman is.
I'm grilling every day.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to you, Fleegs. You don't look like a grilling guy.
Yeah, so, well, I'm definitely not grilling every day, so Riscone can have it.
Okay.
I'm grilling a lot this summer. First time with a pool, so.
I feel like Fleegs is like a takeout guy.
You got like, a pool?
I have a pool.
You got a pool. You know what I mean? Ground pool.
I bought a. No, it's under. It's a. Underground pool. Whatever. What do you call it?
In-ground.
Jeez. It's been a long morning.
Man, you got in-ground pool. Is it gunite?
No, it's not gunite. I can't afford that.
Gunite. Gunite.
Brazibon. Brazibon.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
I can't afford that pool.
I'm checking for a stroke. I mean,
what kind of pool is it?
It's an in-ground with a liner chlorinated pool.
It's an underground pool, but good night.
It's like everybody else has in my neighborhood.
All right, very good. Thanks, Jerry. I do want to get a couple of calls in here before we take a break. Matt in Great Neck joins us. What's going on, Matt?
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So, Gio, you were talking to me and my brother yesterday. We were at the Golf Digest Open. You were kind enough to speak to us for like 5 minutes after you got your first place trophy.
Yes, I remember very well.
Yeah, I'm also the guy known as the cause of the rift between Brandon and Sal, so I apologize to those two for that.
So, you know, what's funny is a lot of guys will stop me and say, hey, do you remember this phone call? Do you remember that phone call? And I'm like, I don't. This I remember specifically, but part of which because it was golf and it wasn't that long ago. But yes, you called up. You were battling Sal after Rory won the Masters. BT was agreeing with you, but staying kind of quiet about it because I don't think he felt like fighting in that moment. And then Sal turned to him. He goes, well, I mean, you have nothing to say. We get paid to talk and you're not talking. And I was like, woo-wee. And then we ended up playing that audio. So, yeah, that was you. You were the one who stirred that pot.
That was me. In the interest of being more inclusive today, well, first I just want to give you a funny perspective of you guys winning, and then I wanted to throw something out there to hear you guys, your take on it. But so it was hot. You guys talked about a boomer. You had crazy swamp ass. We all did. Yeah. It was a 5.5 hour round, it turned out.
Yeah.
And usually you guys play golf, you know, when it's that long, it's not even enjoyable, right? Yesterday, though, didn't feel like 5.5 hours, but to the point where I was delirious. So we're sitting there. We're hoping to get in third place. We were -4 gross. So we were hoping to squeeze in, and we're waiting. And I'll get to that after. But news comes in. We're in fourth place. We don't get it. They're doing who wins the net, third place, second place. They say first place. Boomer and Gio. And I'm looking at my brother. I'm looking at the guy sitting next to us. And I'm like, is this real? Or is this part of my delirium? And I look, and Gio just walks up to the stage. I'm like, is that really Gio? Like, I think it's Gio. And then he walks back. I look to the table. He's gone. Boomer's not there. And I'm really questioning if this is still happening, or am I just delirious at this point? And then Greg was nice enough at the end. We were leaving, and he was there, and we spoke for a few minutes. But I wanted to throw something out there to you. This is me being more inclusive to all golfers, not just scratch golfers or good golfers. Everybody, I think, can relate to this. So like I said, we were waiting. We're in the top three. We're sitting there for 45 minutes. We're like, man, we might go to Stream Song. This is great. And then news comes in an hour after we finish. Some guy shoot a -8, which knocks us down to fourth place.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
So I'm throwing this out there because I think anyone who's played in an outing or an open or anything like this has experienced this, where you always have a group show up an hour after with the low total and win.
Well, that's why Golf Genius, I think a lot of people are using that at these things. So you can, it's live, you know, scoring as it's happening.
Well, so we were talking about these, by the way, just to mention how important this is to people. The two guys we were playing with are from Texas, right? So people really seem to care about this tournament. I wasn't prepared for that. We were saying, well, they usually have a screen that shows the scores as you come in, which is fun, right? It's real time. That TV was off yesterday. So I'm curious, do you think these guys who come in last and end up in first, are these Fugazi scores? Is it just a coincidence? What is your take on it?
I really hope not. And I understand the frustration, but I really hope not. They ran that tournament grade A, world class yesterday. The people that were playing in it were serious golfers. And if someone's trying to pull that off and do that, that would be really, really disappointing. And I don't believe that the people at Golf Digest would allow that.
Yeah, and one thing I don't understand is, like, when we showed up, it was me and you against, well, we had a foursome with two other guys that we had never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to switch scorecards.
Yeah, yeah.
So they kept our score, we kept their score, and after every hole, we went over what each person's score was. I don't know, was this a foursome that came together, or was it, you know, two twosomes that they put together?
Yeah, that I don't know.
I mean, because that usually, like, if you could put two twosomes together, switch the scorecards, you know, you would like to think that you're going to, everybody's going to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's the great part of the game, is the integrity and the ethics of the game that you want to stay within. And, you know, it doesn't do me any good to win a tournament if I don't sink the putt.
Right, exactly. I mean, and I'm not going to go into the details about this, but there was a time in recent memory where I called you after a round and said, hey, something happened.
Yes.
And I'm like, I want to be the honest golfer here, and I didn't know what to do in a situation, and we talked it out. But I would never want to, especially when you work hard at it. What's the point of cheating?
Right.
And you want to feel good about actually doing it.
And the point being is this was a tournament where we were playing against all strangers. We had no idea who anybody was.
Right.
And that was fine. And then you and I, basically, in this other situation, we were playing with friends, and it was an honest mistake.
Right, right. Honest mistake.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to do. But it didn't matter. And I, right, this, there was no cheating going on. It was just someone who miscalculated something. He's taking phone calls on the air. Who we got here?
I had a delivery coming.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure.
I was going to say.
I got some champagne coming.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that we were going to be champions.
That's awesome.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Our buddy Rob from Scratch is out there, and he wanted us to sign some stuff and add
New York Champions of Golf Digest Open. I'm like, Rob, it's too soon, man. Like, I can't. He wanted to hang something in his office over there at Scratch. I was like, I just don't feel right about it right now. You know, but give me a couple days and let this sink in, and then maybe I'll feel confident enough. Like, and I really, if we go to Stream Song to compete in the national championship, then we could call ourselves, you know, really champions, because we're going to be there.
We're
contenders, you know. Yes. But I mean, if someone else ends up going, then you know we're passing the torch. So we have to get this thing figured out, and I really want to compete for this national championship.
Jeez. I mean, we are living through a golf revolution, Jerry. I mean, I know golf has exploded since COVID, really. I mean, it exploded back with Tiger, but then it's everybody wanted to play. Everybody wanted to be outside, and Gio has been living the life, man, for 3.5 years. I can't believe how fast it's gone. For you to start and miss your first swing at a golf ball at Glen Oaks to now being a champion.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it is a rags to riches story, if I've ever heard one.
I mean, if there's anybody out there that wants to do a, you know, documentary on this growth of my partner, Gio, I would be more than happy to
be a part of that. Standing right outside the studio right now is kind of doing that.
And by the way, I got to tell you, so you got your Ocean Beach Fire Department shirt on?
Yeah, so I did want to mention this, and I'm glad.
I just noticed this.
Yeah. So, which is, I told you I was going over there for the Tunnels to Towers run this past Sunday, and I promoted it. And I went over on Sunday morning. They had over 900 runners this year. They had 300 last year. 900 this year for the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, obviously, which does amazing work. And as I was there milling around, I see the Ocean Beach Fire Department selling shirts. So it says $20 for the shirt, you know, donation to the fire department. So I go right over there and said, you know, let me take a shirt. And I said, you know, the next day that I'm back on CBS Sports Network, I'm going to wear the shirt. The shirt was folded up. So this morning, I open up the shirt, I put it on, and I see there's something on the sleeve. And I look over, and it says, in memory of Joe D.,
Which is amazing.
It gave me chills this morning when I saw it, and I couldn't wait to show it to you. Joe D., we've spoken about on the show, one of Boomer's best friends who I got to know and got to know well. Was a big part of our boat party extravaganza. It was so generous to me and my family, and was just generous to anybody he knew, and the, you know, including the Ocean Beach Fire Department. So it was like, it was just one of those moments. Like I was like, what is on the sleeve? And then I saw that. I was like, oh man. And, I was
no,
like,
I got to get me one of those.
Yeah, I know. And if I had known that, I would have gotten you one then. So I'll be back. You know me, I'll be back over there having a good time. So I'll grab another one for you. But just, really, really cool stuff. And Sandbar and all those guys did a tremendous, tremendous job with that. And I did the bullhorn, I did the runners on your mark and the whole thing, and watched everybody.
Look at you, man. You're becoming like a...
Watched everybody go and be healthy. Then I grabbed a bagel and cream cheese and hopped on my boat back to my house and took a nap. And that is a fact. So anyway, there you go. And I wanted to mention that. So cool stuff. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by Sansone Automall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. A late game for the Mets, where they wound up losing to the Padres.
Ball and glove, all together. 1-2. Line toward left center field. Nimmo in. Can't get it. Place it on a hop. Iglesias rounds third. The throw not in time. Iglesias slides in, and the Padres have walked it off. 7-6.
And that was Keith Rad on Odyssey Mets Radio. Final score from San Diego in a game the Mets led, then trailed. Got a home run from Ronnie Mauricio in the top half of the ninth, but the Padres put together the rally in the bottom half off of the newest of Mets, Gregory Soto, who took the loss. Here was his manager, Carlos Mendoza. A little bit of a mess in that inning with a bunt where he threw the ball wide. Certainly didn't help his case.
Didn't make a play on a bunt. And then with two outs, Diaz got him, you know, but I thought he threw strikes live on the fastball. They just got him there after we didn't make a play.
Yeah, I mean, just got him is kind. I mean, he said he threw strikes. I mean, that ball that Diaz hit was right down the middle. I mean,
that was a good pitch.
Not at all.
Mendoza was speaking after watching most of this game from the clubhouse as he was tossed because of, you know, a little bit of an issue that you had with Juan Soto and the umpire, the issue being that the umpire sucked. And Mendoza came out to defend Soto. This was earlier in the game. Fliegelman, third or fifth inning? I'm getting confused. Fifth inning, right? This was when Mendoza got, was it the third?
Mendoza got ejected in the third, and then the worst call was in the seventh.
Well, I'm getting to that. So this was so bad. Now, think about this. This isn't SNY. This isn't the Met radio announcers. This is MLB Network that was doing the game in the seventh inning on a strike three called on Soto.
Oh, what? What?
He could get tossed here.
I mean, come on now. You know, look, every once in a while a guy misses one, but this has been happening all night. No, no, no.
And that's as they keep showing the replay. The ball is so up.
Who's that announcer?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It was Greg Amsinger. I'm not really sure who it was, but it was MLB Network. So that was an issue last night, which is why Mendoza got tossed earlier. Soto had the issue with the home plate umpire all night long. Seven-game winning streak.
Did you have the idea to get rid of the box on TV?
Well, what I said is if you're not going to use the technology we have to get it right, then get rid of the box because it makes it even worse for these guys.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you're standing there.
I actually like that take. Well, you were looking at me. I think you thought I disagree, but it's true.
I kind of disagree. I mean, I want to know where the pitch is, and if the guy makes a mistake, I want to know that he's making a mistake. I'm sorry.
But you're no problem. That's fine.
Especially I've become so used to it now.
Okay. How about we just get it right then?
I could tell you right now, you got rid of that box, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss that box. I wouldn't.
I just feel like I'm so ingrained into that box. And that box is always there.
Yeah. Mm.
Just now, now I'm like a box viewer.
It's like a level of comfort with that box.
I watched ESPN2 the other night, you know, when it was the Mets were on. And that's where they have all the analytics and all the graphics and everything. I had a headache after two innings.
A lot.
What did the Phillies fans at the stadium the other night?
Which ones?
The sexy time ones.
Oh, the sexy time ones. Yes, the sexy time ones. Yeah, I mean, they were the sexy time.
Is that a bit much?
Yeah, well, yes, but what isn't a bit much these days?
You know what?
Jerry, I heard you were trying to explain that to Danny.
Well, it's not an easy thing to explain.
Why not?
She's a human being.
She can handle it.
Not for her.
What do you mean?
I think for the radio and TV audience. How would you like me to explain what they were doing?
They're getting it on.
Well, yeah, but when people hear they're getting it on, they think...
What do they think?
Having normal sex. That's not what was going on here. This was another version. There's a baseball base you could talk about, technically.
Second base.
No.
First base.
Third base.
Yeah. I was thinking there's a third base spot there. Yeah.
I'm just saying. So it was a weird one to describe.
So the guy hit a triple.
I would say so.
Okay.
Yes. All right, Mets still a game and a half ahead of the Phillies. They did lose to the White Sox last night. As for the Yankees, not going well. They lost to the Rays 4-2. However, because the Orioles beat the Blue Jays, the Yankees still 5.5 behind Toronto. And just like in the Met game, they had issues with the umpires.
Wait a minute. What is going on at home plate? Brian Walsh, man.
That's literally right down the middle.
I mean, no. You couldn't set it on the tee in the heart of the plate any better than that. Look at this pitch right here. How do you miss that?
There's a lot of this going on.
Get rid of the box.
I like the box.
Well, I don't even think you need the box for this. I mean, my Lord.
Yeah, that's a rough
one. I mean, is that one of those things where, like,
the catcher was set up outside?
All right, so that's a mistake on the umpire, then. He should not, and he did. He set up properly. He set up down the middle of the plate. He's looking down the middle of the plate.
The ball would have hit him right in the nuts.
Yes, it would have.
And those were hanging over the back of the plate.
Correct.
Right in the center of the plate.
Correct.
I mean, he must have just had a
You know, if you're the catcher, I think if you're the catcher, you just let it go.
Well, the catcher actually looked back at him like,
are you nuts?
That's a bad one.
Let it hit him next time.
Just get out of the way. I suppose you could do that. Anyway, so that's been going on. More and more we are having this happen. Or either that or people are posting about it more and more. Maybe it goes on every night. Who knows? What else? Let me just give you these Deion Sanders clips real quick because he had his bladder removed after doctors found a cancerous tumor. Here he was trying to make light of his bathroom issues now.
My grandson, we in the same thing. We got the same problem right now. We're going through the same trials and tribulations. We trying to see who has the heaviest bag at the end of the night. Like, it's ridiculous.
But he's smiling and, you know,
that's Theon,
happy to
though,
be here.
That's
yes.
Theon.
He said how he will deal with this going forward.
I depend on depend. You know, if you know what I mean. I truly depend on depend. Like, I cannot control my bladder.
And so
well,
he'll be.
I mean, it's, you know, he's alive. And
yes, he is.
He sounds like he's got the same personality.
He had his toes amputated a couple years ago, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not easy to be that candid about a situation
Agreed.
That you have when you're that famous of a person. So I right. give him a lot of credit for that.
But they're being very candid about it.
He had blood clot issues.
Yeah.
That led to those toes being amputated back in 2021. You know, and I give him a lot of credit because, you know, he's putting himself out there. And by putting himself out there, hopefully he's impacting somebody else, you know, who's going through the same thing in a positive light.
I certainly do hope so. All right, moment of the day. And Joe B. having issues with pronouncing Oscar Brazaban's last name.
I remember Barbizon being in Pine Brook, New Jersey. They had a warehouse. And there was always women going in and out of it and supposedly lingerie inside.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the 1980s.
I mean, this is perfect. You know, John, this is absolutely perfect. That's where he got that from. Now, he obviously has called him many different names. Barzapan, whatever. And then, but Barbizon. But the fact that 1980s warehouse women getting lingerie, and that's what Joe's brain goes when he's talking about a Mets reliever, it could not be the more perfect thing. Michael in North Carolina. What's going on, Michael?
You're missing the real story. The Barbizon was a hotel on East 63rd Street in New York. And it was an exclusive hotel for women who came to New York looking to make it big. And you'd have to go into the lobby to meet the girls. So Joe is thinking of the Barbizon Hotel where he must have met some broad.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I haven't told you the story when I went to the Barbizon Hotel. And I meet this one. She's just unbelievable. She came over and she was like, I don't know what it was, some sort of Eastern European. I think her name was Milka. Whatever.
Milka. Oh, boy. Anything for you?
Only Joe. Moment of the day.
So Evan sent me this just like a couple minutes ago, so I didn't have time to give it to the guy. So Evan recorded the first time on the Odyssey app that Joe made this mistake. So I'm going to try to play it through my phone here if I press it up close enough.
Barbizon, how would you say his name? Barbizon, whatever his name. I call him Barbizon.
I call him Barbizon.
So there it is. Barbizon,
yes. I call him Barbizon. That's what I call him, even though it's nowhere near how he pronounced his name.
Oh, my God.
Like, I got a friend. His name is Fred, but I call him Tim. That's what I call him. But everybody else calls him Fred. So that's what I do. This guy's name, whatever it is, I call him Barzabon.
Man.
Brazabon. Barza breasts. 888-808-1019. We'll break. We'll come back.
When he did, like when I used to produce a show, it used to drive me nuts. When he would like tell, he'd lay everything out at the end of the break. I just go to the goddamn break.
What we're going to do here is we're going to break. You're going to hear some commercials. We'll come back. We'll do an update. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll have this guy on. And then we'll take another break after that. And then you'll probably hear this.
Break your running!
Dove's ears were bleeding. In
Wow.
What's going on? Dove's having a conniption in there. I don't know what's going on. All right, Jerry, good stuff. We'll see you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I forgot to ask Big Hurls. Big Hurls in there? Hey, do we get any confirmations with Giants camp yet? Do we? No, no confirmations. Arrow.
I put Big Hurls on your microphone there. I just want to ask him a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize that you're talking to two Golf Digest Open champions here.
Ty Webb and Danny Noonan.
Yes. Right, we were thinking about, you know, going down there and representing the station in the national championship, but it is the first week of the NFL season. What do you think?
I think you've already blown past your vacation days already for the year.
No, we'd be working. No, we would be working. We would be working from down there.
Yeah, we'd be working.
We'll have to talk.
Yeah, it's a tough one. We could never miss that first Monday.
We wouldn't miss it.
We wouldn't miss it. It would just be, I don't know.
Pretty elitist golf stuff.
Very much so, yes.
That's funny.
I want to get into that category.
Well, you're already there, man.
Okay.
In a good way.
In a good way.
I mean, this is a tricky one. I don't know. We got to find out, you know, is the technology. I just don't want to go down there and have to worry, but we'd have to almost send like Apria down there. You know, on his own dime, he can hitchhike down there or something and then check everything out for us and have it all set up.
All right, but I just want you to know, if you didn't hear this morning, okay?
I'm always listening.
Okay, good.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, especially a lot of it would
be gonna, we're going to have to go over his head.
I think that's probably true.
I mean, the problem is, too, like, I'm going to have a lot of pressure on me to, like, make sure that this works because of your old man technology situation you got going on. So, like, I'm going to have to be
the
guy.
Yeah, that's such BS. Such BS, man. I can handle it. And I have handled it. And I've handled it seamlessly. You know,
I think from, like, a hotel room or something?
No, they would put us in a lobby or something. Yeah, in a nice area there.
We'd have our laptops or
unless, you know, Stephen Waldron can bring the whole crew down.
They're not going to do that.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, that seems like a defeatist attitude. But, you know, we'll give him a chance.
All right, we'll discuss.
All right.
But I mean, it's like, it's just, why does it have to be that weekend?
I know. Let's go to Greg in Sarasota. Greg, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
Greg. What's up?
Awesome. I missed the conversation a little bit this morning. I heard you guys talking about Stream Song. I thought maybe you were thinking about playing there, but then I saw that you guys won that, I guess, as first prize for the tournament. I just played there 2 weeks ago, my first time. It was my first experience playing with a caddy, and I really, really enjoyed it. The greens were super tough. That was probably the most difficult part about both courses. We played the red and the blue, but I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. Just word to the wise, you can't drink enough water out there. It was absolutely brutal when we played.
Yeah, I don't want to sound in any way cocky about that because I've just been through 3 days, Greg, of the hottest weather I've ever played in. I understand Florida's different. But that, I can't imagine it ever being hotter than that Willie Colon golf tournament in the middle of New
yesterday,
Jersey.
Yesterday was really hot. Just, you know, a couple high noons in, it was all good.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm the tequila guy. I'm not the vodka guy.
Right. But to me, it's just a ton of water. And then when we played in the Breezy Open on Friday, I drank 48 ounces of water on the drive to the golf course.
Oh, wow.
And then because I was like, I got to. Basis of hydration, the whole thing. You got to do what you got to do. I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is making sure we can
have our obligations. We could do the show that we need to do for the Monday after week one. And then also represent all New York golfers in the Golf Digest Open. Because that's really what we're doing as the New York champions of the Golf Digest Open at Seawayne Club yesterday.
Yes.
Like, we're representing everybody. And there's just like there's a responsibility that comes with that. And to have to hand the torch or the baton to somebody else just wouldn't necessarily feel right.
As I was telling Ryan Hurley, our brand ambassador, mm-hmm. as he came in here, I said, you know, I've never really felt that joy that I felt yesterday when you told me that we had won and I got a new driver, although I like my driver.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to ask him for like a 5-wood or a 7-wood or something, maybe a 3-wood instead of the driver. But hey, whatever it is, thanks.
It is the Cobra.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.